Happy Friday, everybody. 36 past the hour. There's George. I'm Gary. For Gary Sharp Show. Join us from 3 to 5 this afternoon. We'll be over at Horseshoe Casino, Whiskey Roadhouse, Fun and Frivolity. We have giveaways, chatter, betting. George, if you want to give me some money, I'll put it down on black.
I might actually do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me a hundy and we'll be good. I can't guarantee that I'm going to win you more than 100.
Right.
But I'll take your 100.
Okay.
And we'll see what we can do with it.
Good looking.
Is there
up.
Any sports bet that you would like? You want a future? The Pacers are playing tonight.
They sure are. Tonight, they're playing at 2 o'clock.
Why are they playing so early?
I don't know. It's the Utah Jazz game, and I don't know why they're so early. But they're playing at 2 o'clock on NBA TV. I have no idea why. Not even a little bit of a clue.
That's curious. That'll wreck your productivity for the day.
It sure will.
On this date, April 16th, by the way, on this date, I believe last year it snowed. We got like 4 inches of snow. You know the only reason I know that?
Why?
Is because we were at home. We were into the pandemic, and we were at home doing shows. You were coming in here. All of the 1620 of the Zone talent was broadcasting from home.
Yes.
And I woke up. Our boss man said, hey, can everybody take a selfie of where you're doing your show? And I remember taking a selfie in my, you know, off of my balcony.
I remember that.
Parking lot was, you know, had snow.
Jeez.
That was a year ago. But you know what happened on this date back in 2003?
I do not.
This is in the NBA. I'll give you a little bit of time here to think about
this. In 2003.
In 2003, on this date. So, normal times, this is it for the regular season.
Yes.
The regular season, the NBA, is coming to an end.
It'd be the start of the playoffs. In 2003, let's see, if the Lakers won in 2001 and 2002, so it's the start of the 2003 season. Well, not start, the end of the 2003 season.
It's kind of a depressing thing. It was very depressing to watch.
I was about to say, did Reggie Miller hit the bank shot against the New Jersey Nets in the first round and just send the game into overtime? But I guess not. You said it's depressing.
Hello. What were you doing the day before, George? Wow.
Chris Webber goes down with an injury? No, Western Conference Finals wouldn't be that. No.
Okay. Wow, you just, like, just, you know what? I'm here for you. Just release a lot of hate you have right now.
I don't know. It happened in the first round, so I don't know.
April 16th, 2003. It's rather significant.
Okay.
The person involved is rather significant.
Okay. Michael Jordan's final game?
Yep.
Oh,
so this date, 18 years ago, Michael Jordan played his last game in the NBA. He scored a measly 15 points in a 20-point loss to the 76ers.
Oh.
And wearing a Wizards jersey, hung it up for good.
Mm. I didn't even use Google for that.
You know who the leading scorer was in that game?
In 2003?
Mm-hmm.
Was it AI?
Yep. Had 35 in that game. Do you know who was playing with Jordan?
Who had
even fewer points than Jordan that night?
Kwame Brown.
Larry Hughes.
Oh. I was going to say Rip Hamilton.
Do you know who was on the bench with Jordan?
Huh. Like coach-wise?
Christian Laettner.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know who also... Here you go. This is a good one. Do we have anything to give away? I think this is a local trivia question. Do we have anything to give away, like Hardee's coupons or?
I have $50 to Brazenhead.
No. That for you and I.
Oh.
Wow. See, it helps to have George as the promotions guru in the building.
Doesn't it?
He's got the keys to. Do you want to give this away?
Yeah, we can give this away.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It was this week's Zone deal, and it's officially sold out, so the only way you can get it right now is the Gary Sharp Show.
Okay.
Shout out to Shane.
On the night that Michael Jordan hung up his sneakers for good, 18 years ago, there was a local basketball legend who was his teammate. Who was it? We'll do it quickly. We'll get it by phone. 951-1620. This person, they were already calling.
Do you have an answer? Okay, what's your name?
Does he have the answer?
He does.
I hope you know the answer so we don't put him on and And Jamie is completely wrong. And we go, nope. Nope. Jamie, do you know who Michael Jordan's teammate was on his final game of his career?
It's got to be Lou, isn't it?
Yep. Tyronn Lue was a teammate of Michael Jordan. All right, Jamie, you're ineligible to win the $50 gift certificate.
All right. Well, that's fine.
I'm just kidding. Thank you. We're going to put you on hold. Everything else good?
You know what? I haven't talked to you for a while. My Orioles started out hot, but then...
Yeah, that homestand that wrapped up yesterday against the Mariners was a little rough.
Dude, let me tell you this. I cannot stand the extra inning rule and these stupid 7-inning doubleheaders.
Now, I'm going to be 50-50 here with you. I don't like the extra inning rule, but the 7-inning doubleheaders is kind of growing on me.
Well, if you lose a... No, I mean, the Orioles have lost games by 1 and 2 runs and in 7-inning games. Come on.
Well, you
That's
could be...
not cool.
I mean, it could be the Twins. The Twins have struggled in extra inning games.
Yeah, I know. I'm sick and tired of it. Go back to the regular rules. This is baseball. Come on.
Well, I think the extra inning rule I'm hoping will be out next year. But I think the 7-inning doubleheaders are going to stick around for a while.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. Well, I mean, we hopefully go to a universal DH next year.
No doubt. That needs to happen.
All right. Jamie, congratulations. Have a good weekend. Thanks for the call. You will you be in Lincoln tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
I got soccer games and baseball games to go to here.
Are you excited about spending your entire Saturday at soccer and baseball games for your kids?
Well, I'm a coach for a 5-year-old team. So.
Did you say your daughter's 5-year-old team?
Yeah, 6. She's 6, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
my
I'm
gosh.
You have
Why?
A, if you see me and you've got a gun, just take me out.
Well, I mean, that's kind of harsh, but...
I know. It's just brutal. I mean, and the kids are... And it's, I mean, it's girls, so it's like... I think the first day I just asked them, I got done, and I was like, all right, let's do cartwheels and talk about who your favorite Disney princess is. And they were like, yeah, this is awesome.
So, like, they play on a really small field, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a lot of running into each other?
Totally. Okay. Yeah, it's a mess. A lot of balls out of bounds.
So why are you coaching?
That's a good question. I felt like I was doing...
You're doing God's work, basically, is what you're doing.
Yeah, God's work. Yeah. There you go.
All right. Well, good luck.
How about this? Okay. So I've got a six and seven-year-old. My 7-year-old could have played on the same team that I coach, but she didn't want me as a coach. So how's that for you?
Yeah, I'd put her up for adoption.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie, have a good weekend. Good luck. We'll put you on hold. Georgia, get your info. Okay, so here's the deal. Lou played 35 minutes in that game. Jordan played 28. Lou was 3 of 9 from the floor, had 7 points. The leading scorer in Jordan's last game in the NBA 18 years ago today, Kwame Brown.
Oh, wow.
He had 17.
Oh, wow. That's a terrible team.
Well, we had Juan Dixon. So this was the starting five. Leitner, Kwame Brown, Tyronn Lue, Larry Hughes, and Jordan.
So Richard Hamilton wasn't, he probably moved to Detroit already.
No.
Okay.
These are the guys they had coming off the bench. Bobby Simmons. Remember Jaheed White from Georgetown?
Oh, yeah.
Then they had Brendan Haywood.
Okay. I have his basketball cards.
Along with Juan Dixon. Also on the roster, but did not play in Jordan's last game, Jerry Stackhouse and Charles Oakley.
Was Oakley like 64 years old at that time?
Byron Russell was also.
Who's coach? Who's the coach? Do you?
Who was that? Was it? It wasn't Doug Collins, was it?
So that's what kept coming in my head in that regards.
Well, that was a bad team.
That was terrible.
It was
Michael Jordan could even save that team.
It was Doug Collins.
Okay, it was Doug.
Yep, Wes Unseld, the late Wes Unseld, was the general manager. They finished 37-45.
Yikes.
Also on that roster, Brian Cardinal. Jared Jeffries was on that roster as well.
Mm.
Wow. Patrick Ewing was an assistant coach. You think Patrick Ewing as an assistant coach would have been better than three of those guys that were in the starting lineup for the Wizards in 03?
Let's be honest. Pull them knee pads up, Pat. Get into the game.
Why, Michael? We talked about this last year during the Last Dance, of seeing players in uniforms, and you go, what? Yeah. Why, Michael? Yeah. It was painful. Outside of one or two nights, three, it was painful to watch Jordan playing with the Wizards. And this was his last game. What was he, 38? 38 when he retired?
Yeah, I believe so.
After 14 years in the league?
Oof. Yeah, that was a bad look, Mike.
All right, 11:47. Jamie, stay right there. George, will get your information. Coming up at 1, Dirk Chatelain will join us. We'll talk more about Nebraska this weekend, who's in the spotlight, and the importance of the wide receivers, all the chatter about the wide receivers. Plus, so Nebraska volleyball is trying to have one more game to get out of the convention center, where I believe that John Cook is still throwing shade at the NCAA. But if they get to Monday and they are playing in the regional finals, would you pay $400 to sit in the front row to watch Nebraska and possibly Texas play volleyball? $400. There are some tickets that are available if Nebraska beats Baylor on Sunday and they make it to Monday. Plus, this weekend, I'm glad Jamie brought up baseball. Sorry about his Orioles, but hey, you could be a Cub fan where offense is worse than it actually looks on paper. This is a big weekend for baseball. A big weekend for baseball when it comes to rivalries. But guess what? You won't be able to see either one of the two most important series this weekend on national TV. Instead, you're going to get the Braves and the Cubs on Sunday Night Baseball. What a big miss for Major League Baseball. We'll get into that as we roll till 2 on a Friday edition, The Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.